This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There are not visions of sugar plums dancing in my head, but
I do have
visions of Jennifer Horne and Jay Kirshner dancing.
Yeah. We're like a nutcracker.
Emphasis on the nut. Okay, 7 half the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio according to the lists that are created by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And so we have the stories and the people to talk about, and Jennifer Horne is not always here with us, so I want to take several stories that have been generated out of that fabulous state in which she lives, the state of confusion. Oh, wait a minute, the state of California. Well, the state of confusion in California. So, and because you are a schmunga-bunga there, whatever the... also related.
How about a sommelier? Is that what you're
that's
going
it.
For?
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm going for. So, this is touted as being a bit of European small-time winery stuff been brought to the West Coast. There's a way to, this is 30 different wineries signing up to use refillable wine bottles. This has been a big thing in Europe because they don't want to throw glass bottles away. So it's kind of like the milk industry, right? Milk bottles used to be, it was kind of going back to milk bottles in some circumstances. So the milkman picks up the bottles that are used and brings them back and recycles them, uses them. They put them through the sterilizing process. So apparently that's being done. Why would that not have been done before, one would wonder? Collecting wine bottles when you buy wine, let's say you go to Trader Joe's and you buy wine. I don't know if that's a good example, but there's a lot of wine at Trader Joe's. And so when you buy a bottle of it, you drink it, and you bring it back, and they give you credit for it, and they reuse it. Is that practical, Jennifer?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of recycling programs already in California, so I would imagine most people are trying to use those programs. Although, I will say that because there's been a rumor floating around California that, you know how we all separate, and maybe you don't, but we separate our stuff into different bins. So the blue bin was supposed to be recyclables that they were going to pick up. Well, lo and behold, the deal they had with China to take our recyclable stuff went sour. And so people were still separating their stuff, but it was all still going into the landfills. So there was that. But to get back to the wineries, this is something that's not new to people in Europe because in Chiantis, especially. So if you think about, you know, how old world the wine business is, people would get their bottle of table wine, of red wine. They'd go home, they would drink it, they'd celebrate with their family and their friends. They bring the bottle back and they refill it, which is why when you buy Chianti, the bottle looks kind of funny. It looks a little different than some of the other bottles on the market because traditionally that was a bottle that would be brought back and forth to refill. It makes sense. And I think some wineries have been on this early. A few years ago, I went to one winery and it was really cool. I saw them with all these different looking these little glass bottles. And they were doing just what you're talking about. They were giving bottles to you and you buy the bottle, but if you brought it back, you could refill it for half the price, which was kind of a cool thing. So you bought the bottle of wine as is, but if you brought that same bottle back, they'd refill it for, like, you know, 50% of what you paid for it, which is, I think it was a great deal. So I think this is a logical step. If you bring it back, why not get a little incentive?
Yeah.
And
makes good sense.
Yeah. This is the kind of stuff that I can get behind that is about personal responsibility and it's about common sense ways to clean up our own mess instead of creating a whole industrial complex that only lines people's pockets.
Yep, you're right. All right, Jay, you agree with that? I don't want Jay to feel like I'm saying I agree.
Yes, of course I agree.
Why would you not agree with
her? She's the wine expert.
Yeah.
She's the shamanana that you say.
Shaman, okay.
Shaman, Shaman, Gawanga.
Okay, so also in California, the Senate there this week passed a bill to ban certain food ingredients for safety concerns, and we were talking about this on the Food Farm Family Report, and I thought you'd bring a little bit more to the table because, contrary to popular opinion, doing the morning program on KRLA in Los Angeles that you do, it's not, even the station is pretty much all about politics. You are not, and I could hear you talking about this, in fact.
Oh, we have talked about this, actually.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Well, isn't it a good idea, or is it not? Well, is it a good or not a good idea?
Bans on certain things and certain businesses and such, it doesn't necessarily make me all that happy as a conservative and someone who is pro-business. But what you're talking about is the California Food Safety Act, which I think the one thing that people kept saying would get banned was Skittles, because I guess it was the red coloring or something like that that they use.
I love Skittles.
Yeah. And so everybody was like, oh, gosh, it's going to take our Skittles. Well,
red dye number four, is it, or three?
It won't change the taste, though. It'll just get rid of the coloring. And there's other things you can use.
People were going bananas about Skittles. I'm not even a Skittles fan, so.
Yeah. What about any kind of other kind of candy? So this is eliminates the dye. Well, I don't know. There's been enough research done on these dyes to make me think that that's
red dye's not supposed to be great for you. A lot of people who are considered to be more like natural paths, they've been on the red dye for a while.
Right.
But here's what's so weird. So after this bill passed, I heard that that Skittles actually like made a deal, and somehow now it's not going to ban Skittles. So I need to dig more into it. But like, how can you ban something that's bad and then give someone else a pass, right?
Yeah. Right. Because it's America in 2023. That could be
the headline, Skittles spared from California food additive ban.
Because it doesn't matter what it is. It matters who it is.
Right.
That's right.
People want to taste that rainbow.
Write that down. Thank you very much. All right, one more California story. A Costco worker found an envelope while working in the Costco store in Clovis, California. I found an envelope and opened it up and counted the money that was in there, $4,000 in cash.
Pretty nice.
Certainly. Yeah, right. So he notified the manager. They tracked down the member who misplaced it using surveillance cameras and the member ID. And so this guy got his $4,000 back. And I don't know, did he give something to the employee? Did you hear the story?
No.
All right, so now you can use this morning on your program on KRLA. Yes, there you go. All right, one other thing that does kind of fit into the story list. I probably should go through the story list. I will here, and then we'll pick apart some of this stuff. On the list at number 10 from Talkers.com, these are published, by the way, both at Talkers.com and at GoodDayShow.com, these lists every week. At number 10, the new United Auto Workers strike, which has started. Number 9 on the list, the anniversary of September 11th. At number 8, the huge antitrust lawsuit against Google. At number 7, Kim Jong-Unga-Bunga-Bunga, a meeting with Putin. Very exciting. Number 6, the prisoner swap. I don't know too much about that. We'll have to dig into that a little bit. Migrant situation, immigration, number 5. Presidential race, number 4. Trump and his legal battles, 3. Biden's low approval ratings, number 1. Combo between dad getting impeached and the son getting arrested because he's a crook. All right? So, anyway, that's there's lots to talk about there. On the people list, Romney, Mitt Romney. What a shame. I love Mitt Romney. Jennifer doesn't think he's conservative, but he was a great governor of Massachusetts.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to say something nice about Mitt Romney. Block yourself in for this one. Here's something nice about old Mitt. He's getting out.
Yeah.
The rest of them sit around and they rot.
Right.
I mean, look at Mitch McConnell. Look at Nancy Pelosi. Look at Dianne Feinstein. Look at Joe Biden. Look at John Fetterman.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, so
go ahead, Jen.
Oh, no, he says, you know, time to move on for a younger class. Now, he may try to, like, disparage where he thinks the Republican Party is and all that stuff. And we know he doesn't like Trump and all of those things. But you know what? You know when to hold him. You know when to fold him. That's what Kenny Rogers used to always say, right?
Yep, yep. All right, so from Romney at 9, I mean at 10, 9 is Kim Jong-un and a bad blend. DeSantis at 8. These are all the bunch of people running are at 7 and 8. Pence and Nikki Haley. I did see the town meeting with Mike Pence this week. He presented himself well. I thought there's nothing special about him. There never has been, but he presented himself well. Mark Meadows at 6. Tanya, now here's one. I don't know who this is. We didn't run across this lady's name. At least I didn't, Jay, this week. Tanya Chutkan.
Oh, that's Who's the she? Judge. That's one of the Trump judges.
Okay. Let's see here. Trump is at 4. Kevin McCarthy at 3. Biden, well, the two Bidens are at the top of the list. Good God. All right, now we have time, but I want to, before we dig into some of these, I want to, well, this kind of would be in the subsurface of the top 10. A guy that I didn't know before I worked with him at KVC in Los Angeles back in the 90s, named Dennis Prager, has been a fixture in Los Angeles radio since the 90s. Mm-hmm. And he's now working on the same station as Jennifer. Is on KRLA in Los Angeles. He has a syndicated program that many of you hear. And he also has developed something called Prager University.
Yeah.
And apparently, some states like Oklahoma are actually promoting these Prager U materials in school, and there are people who don't like it at all. So maybe, Jen, you could spend a moment. I understand his philosophy. I don't know the ins and outs of this stuff, but I bet you've talked to, I know you and he are friends. I loved working with the guy. I thought he was a fascinating guy.
Dennis is very smart, and he's very interesting and kind of funnier than you would ever expect him to be, actually. But he has Prager University, which I think is really fantastic.
Talks about it on the air all the time.
He does. Yeah. And the idea behind Prager University is to kind of even out education. We know that in lots of areas of education, there's a lot of very, very left-leaning indoctrination.
Well, a whitewashing of reality, let's put it that way.
And so Prager University takes a topic, and they do it in less than, less than 5 minutes, the videos, and they go into this, like, really cool explanation. It's targeted to people who are in high school and in college, and they go through different events in our history, different topics and that kind of thing. And it's really mm-hmm. cool. It's a great alternative. And so the way that I think that it would be really effective to use in college, because I'm all about critical thinking instead of indoctrination, show people both sides. Show Prager,
show something else, and teach
people to think.
That's it. Think. Teach them to think. Not what to think, but how to think. Good. 18 after the hour.
My rod smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
I gotta try that for police car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. With up 40 days of consistency. Our local police car clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right.
Here's Laura Reynolds.
Trina Sheets with the National Emergency Management Office says you need to keep your vehicle ready all year round so you're prepared for any disasters headed your way.
Know your evacuation zone and your route. So should you have to leave your home, you can get there safely and quickly. And then lastly, make an emergency kit for your home or one that can be thrown in the trunk of your car if you do have to evacuate or leave the premises. And that's just simply snacks, some bottled water, a first aid kit, any medications that you might take on a regular basis, you know, batteries. Those things are to get you through the event and in the immediate aftermath of it. So it's a list, but we can work on those things a little at a time.
Trina says it's great to help your elderly neighbors build their kits, too, or you can also offer to shop with them. With today's Auto News, I'm Laura Reynolds.
That's the roar of a 2023 Ram Power Wagon, and it might just become yours. It's the CarPro.com Win This Truck for Just a Sob-Up promo. Imagine winning a truck worth over $100,000 for just $10. Plus, we're throwing in $8,500 cash to cover those taxes. And your entry supports the Hope Local Charity for Foster Kids. Hurry! Visit CarPro.com now and enter as many times as you'd like. CarPro.com, where you have a friend in the car buying business and maybe a new Ram Power Wagon in your driveway.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen at sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All right, here we are, 23 after the hour, the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horne, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen. That's one of the social media stories this week. It's getting some tick. I don't know. I was going to say tick tock, but then that has a different meaning these days. You can't say tick tock and have it apply to the clock. It applies to the video that the Chinese government is so graciously watching of yours. So if you get naked on tick tock, you'll probably be exciting the people who are running the Chinese government. Okay, there's a stretch. And you.
That's a quick way to get yourself banned on tick tock.
Ah, really? Get naked?
Really? They have rules.
Do they? Yeah.
We say naked if you really want to do it right.
Naked. All right. All right. This is the story, this big thing at MGM Resorts this week, the social media covering this. This was all over the place at Caesars and elsewhere. So when I talk about going to Las Vegas and having a free night, probably not going to go to Caesars.
Because
the MGM just had a real hard time.
And I guess it's still going on.
But yeah, it is.
Really talking about it.
Right.
And somebody was saying that, like, Caesars has negotiated and they've tried to pay the ransom. I don't know. There's just a lot happening.
Is it a ransom thing? It is a ransom thing.
That's what I heard on social media. But, again, I haven't heard much from the mainstream media. So I don't want to say declaratively that that's the case. But it's just some of the stuff.
Well, that's kind of why I brought it up, because I haven't heard much about it at all. No. Jay, we had a little story about it floating around. The governor of Nevada and the gaming board have released a statement saying they are, quote, monitoring the cybersecurity incident with MGM Resorts. And so
I think it took data. It shut down reservations.
Yeah.
Imagine just having arrived on a long flight and all of a sudden they can't get you into the room because there's no proof of a reservation.
Well, right. Also, we're so dopey that there's no keys anymore. There's just those little key cards. So
plastic.
I would imagine that that probably goes fast.
When there's not even a key card. You use
your phone
up to it. Yeah.
Right. I was told when I went into some place, where was I? Oh, I was out in Minneapolis a couple of weeks ago. And I went, they stayed at this hotel, and they gave me a card, but they said, use your phone.
Yeah, I don't like that. That makes
said,
me feel like there's
I don't have a phone. What am I going to do? I can't get in the room if I don't have a phone? Come on.
And Doug's like, I got my flip.
I was going to say to Doug Riot.
Right, the flip phone. Okay.
Got my flip phone.
Anyway, speaking of that, just a quick reminder, For those of you who may not have heard the story about the two free nights you get in Las Vegas, not at the MGM, but they'll put you somewhere else. They got 15 or 16 hotels that you can go to, two nights free, and then stay longer if you want. It'll be a deal. First 10 callers right now at 800-419-DOUG. Get in on that deal. Las Vegas, free! 800-419-3684. Or as Jennifer likes to say, for a good time, call Doug at 800-419-DOUG for the your chance to win. Just kind of picture yourself having a good time. All right, but not at MGM. Okay, so this week we posted on the Good Day Show page the story of that four-year-old police dog, Jennifer, named Yoda, that got the bad guy in Pennsylvania. And so there were a lot of people who had a lot to say. I thought it was kind of cute, some of the remarks. Jay, I don't mean to steal your thunder. I kind of gravitated to this week.
Well, it's a dog story. Who doesn't want to hear this?
Right.
That's the grossest boy ever.
Right. And most of the people...
I just think this whole story, I mean, that whole story of the escaped prisoner was just wild, wasn't it?
Yeah. What, the way he was going into people's house for a sandwich?
Oh, my gosh. And did you
and
see what he did?
He got a gun out of the garage.
That one guy, he broke into the house. The guy knew that somebody was down there.
Yeah.
And so he flipped the lights on and off. And then the killer guy flipped the lights back on and off.
Yeah.
Does that give you chills just thinking about that?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Welcome to my house. Grab a sandwich on your way out. All right, so there it is, some of the social media stuff. Back to the stories, the focus here on the Talk Radio Review in a few moments.
Gasoline.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. At midnight last night, the United Auto Workers Union officially went on strike against all three big automakers. Members walked off three plants, a GM site in Wentzville, Missouri, a Stellantis center in Toledo, Ohio, and a Ford assembly location in Wayne, Michigan. Under the UAW strategy, workers who go on strike would receive $500 per week in strike pay from the union. It is the first time in the union's 88-year history that it walked off on all three companies simultaneously. President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, was indicted yesterday on multiple federal firearms charges. The counts are punishable by up to 25 years in prison if convicted, but could run less as a first-time offender. Today is officially International Day of Democracy. Let freedom ring. Lance Pry, USA News.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's going to be a good day.
Now, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello, my name is Ramstephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
The hour. 34. Did you hear me say that? 34 past the hour. Everybody paying attention.
Too soon.
Oh, yeah. Jennifer Horn, who's always showed disrespect for me.
I'll
as
give
the
it a
leader.
Rest, sir.
What?
I said, I'll give it a rest.
Give it a rest. Jay Kirshner is much more convivial toward me and who I am and what I do here. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's seriously get back to. I actually want to go to some of the commentary, if we may, Jay, for a moment. The social media handle that we use now at Good Day Networks, no matter how you connect with us, you can share. So, what are some of the things? We always ask people the news stories. Because this is News Talk Radio, and we talk about what's in the news. On the Good Day program, we don't necessarily stick to the guidelines of all the political chatter, because there are so many other things going on in the world that are of note. So what's attracted people's attention this week?
Well, definitely the escapee. Luella Bennett said the escapee captured in PA with the help of the canine. Terry right. Seavey is also following that one.
Uh-huh.
Marion Mosher says, where are the missing Maui children?
That's something that has not been discussed. The one of the, there are. Now, there are those theories who think some of them were collected and are involved in trafficking. Because why? not that's a great opportunity. Grab kids that are that have been displaced or moved, or their parents have, you know, they're lost. So grab them and take them and do what they do with them. That's one of the theories, anyway. So, all right, what else have we got?
Reuben Waters says none. I don't watch the news; it's too depressing.
So, therefore, but you are listening to us, Reuben. Maybe it's because you don't find this program depressing. It aims not to be depressing. Thank you very much. Yes, exactly. All right. But Jennifer, hold on just a second. What Jennifer does on KRLA in Los Angeles. No. And what she does and the way she does it, that's how she got to be the number one most favorite personality in on the radio in L.A.
Every time.
Yeah. Well, that may be a bit of an exaggeration, but it's close.
I just think when people listen to you, even when you have sad news to deliver, when people listen to you, especially early in the day, which is where I am, and many people, you know, will consume this program on the weekends, your program in the mornings, you have to give people the news, but you also have to tell them that we're going to be okay.
It's okay.
You know, and that yep. we can laugh even when it's really dark times.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Keep going there, Jay Bird.
Greg Donahoe says the UAW strike, Libyan yeah. flooding, and Morocco earthquake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse so
let's talk about that for a second. The situation with the weather, this does deserve some focus and attention, only because people don't understand, my God, this is a desert. But what Libya and Morocco and Africa and the Middle East were, if you go back millions of years, they were not the desert they are today. They were lush gardens of paradise. Much as you see the Danube River, for example, or the Mississippi River, the areas that are lush and full of things that grow. That was Libya, Morocco, that was the African, what is now the Sahara Desert, was not a desert millions of years ago. People don't seem to grasp. They think it's always been the way it is, and it's not, wasn't. So things change, and as we look at what's going on here, and people are, what scares people is they don't know what to expect. They see all this stuff, and the news media, in its immaturity, makes a mockery of what news is all about to try to scare the hell out of everybody. Is America next? All that stuff. The earth is changing. Get it into your thick skulls. Things are changing, and people say, well, that's why we're focused on climate change. Well, it's okay to be focused on climate change, but you're not going to really do anything about it because even though you think driving an electric car is going to save the planet, that's the biggest load of BS. But, you know, if you want to and it makes you feel good and it isn't going to hurt anything, then do it. But don't kid yourself into thinking that you're going to change the planet or we're all going to change the planet because we aren't. We've caused it to be to a point in the state that it's in, but it just someday, maybe after we're all long gone, this will come out if there's any humanity left and communication left, if they're not all bugs and beetles and crawfish crawling around the planet. But it's just, I don't know, I guess I shouldn't be so invested in it, but it really, as you can tell, annoys the hell out of me. Because it's such foolishness.
Well, because it's only set to benefit a few and not the masses yeah. and not what people think that it's going to do. And that's the problem. Right. When you create, it's very much on the local level. Like, for instance, in California, they just spent another $80 million dollars to help the homeless. Mm. And then everybody wants to help the homeless. Everybody wants to save the environment, right? But then you start dividing out. Do you know how many people that $80 million will help? 2,700. So
yeah,
I did
not
the math.
Many.
And it's
yep.
$30,000 a person. Now, maybe you should just start handing out checks. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is here, but it's not working like that. And the same thing is going on with the planet. It's like everybody's willing to stop and throw out the way we did things. And for what? It's not helping.
All right. Number two on the people list and number one on the story list, focus on Hunter Biden. Legal experts say the charges against him are really brought. This guy has brought all of the trouble on himself, and maybe a little help from dad.
Specifically his misdoings. This doesn't.
No,
have
I understand
to
that
do,
the gun
yeah,
stuff.
It doesn't and, have yeah, to do right. with the business. It has to do with the fact that he lied to get a gun, and that became very problematic because he.
So
lied
what's
on.
Wrong with him? Is there what
well,
is
he,
there?
The guy's on drugs.
Yeah, well, but was he on drugs because his brother? He was close to his brother, and his brother died of brain cancer, and it really kind of screwed him up.
With addiction before his brother's death, but his brother's death didn't help anything.
No. So, what does the father do? Here, your father's the president of the United States. Can't he do something to help his son?
But that's the problem, is that he did that, and then remember the deal that he took. So there was a plea deal on these very same charges just about a month ago, and because his dad, even though he denied it, his dad was helping him out. And so it went before a judge, and the judge is like, we can't do this. It gave him immunity on everything, and there's active investigations going on into his business dealings. So they threw it out, and that's why I think it's funny. Everybody was like, oh, Hunter Biden's indicted. People were we knew this was happening. They announced 2 weeks ago that the indictments against him for the gun charges would happen before the end of September. So people in the news media are so funny because they create these crazy stories, right? It's like, of course this is happening. It's been happening. We knew this was coming down the pike at least. But one story that was not reported is that, speaking of his dad helping him, is that the Secret Service is now being accused of going to the gun store where this gun was purchased, where he lied on his application, and trying to get the background check forms from the store.
Of course they did.
And so the Secret Service is saying, oh, no, that wasn't us. That wasn't our agents. Well, every report, including the guy who runs the store, says, yeah, the Secret Service came to shake us down, basically.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if there'll be any more on that, but I think Joe was trying to clean up. I just don't know how effective he was or what he got away with.
So much time and so much energy spent on non-productive stuff. It just, all right. So let's talk about Kevin McCarthy, shall we? He's on the list, the person number three on the people list. And, of course, the focus is on the impeachment in part. He was sort of cowed into this by the right-wing nutbirds in the Republican Party. Threatened with his job. I think that you know that I'm pretty moderate, and I'm sorry that Mitt Romney is leaving a hole. How many other moderates, by the way, are there in the Senate? You can name them on one hand, right? They're either left-wing lunatics like Bernie Sanders or right-wing jerkleburgers. So where is the common sense? These guys in the middle, there's, what, four or five of them left? How many left, Jennifer, in the middle?
No, I mean, I think there are more, like, you've got Cornyn and Barrasso. I'm just talking about Republicans now who are considered to be pretty
moderate. Cornyn's okay. Yeah, I don't know that much about Barrasso.
Thune. You're going to find much more wing stuff in the House with both the right and the left. Yeah. But I heard you say that this was, you know, being bullied into by Matt Gaetz and some of the... I don't believe that to be true, and there's proof in that where Matt Gaetz is still today saying he wants to impeach Kevin McCarthy. So I think the narrative...
Matt Gaetz even there?
Well, it's not just Matt Gaetz, and I think there's a really important use for Matt Gaetz, actually, because he's keeping some of these Republicans honest, because a lot of the Republicans in the House make promises...
He and his friend George DeSantis? Well, by the way, I haven't heard
George
anything...
Sanders,
him too.
Yeah, he's still being investigated. He's still on ice.
He's in that bird too.
The point is with this impeachment is that there is a lot of evidence. Whether the media wants you to know about that evidence or not, I don't know. But there are bank records. There are emails.
But Jennifer, how much of this stuff is every president? Everybody trying to impeach?
No, this is not every
Trump.
President, Doug. Trust me on this.
Yeah.
Look, I don't think that there was a reason. I don't like Obama's policies, but there wasn't a blatant reason to impeach Obama.
No.
There is a very real case that Joe Biden has profited immensely from especially his position as vice president. And the reason and the precedence is already there. So I just want you to follow this out. And I know you're going to go, oh, she's saying Trump's name. But I want you to listen to this. Because
listen carefully, folks.
No,
count how many times Jennifer says Trump.
It's important to underscore what's happening here. So you'll remember back to when President Trump was impeached. He was impeached for calling President Zelensky in Ukraine and saying, hey, I need to know what's going on with why the prosecutor in Ukraine was fired, why Joe Biden gave that order. And he was impeached for that. Okay? That was, we know that. That's a fact.
But there wasn't
anything else in that case.
They're trying to get him. This is a way they could get him.
But that was the one, that was the reason he was impeached, okay? And impeached, done, he was not removed from office. Joe Biden bragged on tape that he called, got this prosecutor, his name is Victor Shokin, fired. Victor Shokin was fired. Joe Biden threatened to withhold American funds if he didn't get fired. And then a huge check was sent to Hunter Biden from the board of Burisma where he sat. Does Hunter Biden have energy experience? Do you think that he was on that board because of his expertise? He was on that board because his last name was Biden. And he was on that board collecting money for Joe Biden and the family. And then Joe Biden used our money as ransom to get Ukraine to fire a prosecutor they didn't like. So you tell me what is more serious.
What I'm telling you is the country is wearing out on these rotten, stupid, old politicians that we need to follow Mitt Romney's advice. Get younger people, at least, who have a little bit more.
That might be true, but what we've got right now is what we've
what
got.
What we have is a mess. So. And it's on both. It's all over the place. It's a sickness. It's a, it, there's a stench attached to politics right now that the people who are the politicians on both sides are not helping to fix. And so that really.
And I don't know if the young ones are any better. You know, AOC has an ethics violation.
We never hear about her. I was about to say, I haven't heard of Boo.
Trouble now because she's been putting her. She's had a longtime boyfriend. She's engaged, so a fiance.
Ah,
and she's been marking him on her forms as her spouse, as her husband. And so now she's got ethics issues. So even the young ones, we need to make sure that people are going in to serve that have another life, that aren't just.
Where's Marilyn Taylor Greene? Where is she? Or Matt, what's
her
name?
Where is she? In Congress, and she was in Georgia, but I haven't heard much from her lately.
I don't know
what she's doing. She's your buddy, though.
Well, I'm just curious. She's an interesting character, you know, how that works. 48 past the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles with and without laces. And most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
The start of week to drink your boys. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now with our auto expert at OurAutoExpert.com, Nick Miles is here. He's come back from the Detroit Auto Show. And it's interesting, you got out of town before the town closed up. The town is now on strike. Thousands of workers are at all the automakers, the three biggies, are all on strike. And so what does this mean to the consumer? What does it mean to the dealerships? What does it mean to the workers I'm guessing one of the issues is the same issue as the writer's strike, and that's artificial intelligence or artificial robots or whatever. And more, the more they have strikes like this, the more robots are going to be put in the plants, right?
That was a very obvious way to go, and I think that's one of the things that's being negotiated in a lot of the contracts, Doug. As of midnight Eastern time last night, the union officially called the strike. They told everybody at 10 p.m. that the factories they were going to be hitting, and the first time that they've ever hit all three automakers at the same time, only in three factories, and there's only a percentage of the 145,000 UAW workers who came out on strike. But the leader, Finn, of the union seems ready for a long-term strike. They're not close
to negotiating. But can the people that are on the lines look at what's happened? It's pretty much destroyed most of the writers who are on the cusp anyway after 3-4 months of this stuff. What's been the longest strike in UAW history? Can you remember?
I can't, but I know that they have gone on for over a year. But these actions don't tend to be full walkouts. It's usually just
one
order
in there.
I mean, look, this is a ballet. It's so complicated. This is not a square dance. And a lot of people think it is. But you've got to look at several things here. The average UAW worker gets $19 an hour, so between $17 and about $21 an hour. And then the average, if you take everybody in the United States and you add them all together and you divide, you know, add all their money together and you divide it out to everybody equally, the average United States hourly wage would be $18 an hour. So, I mean, sort of technically they're on the upper side anyway. That's a sort of negative for the union. On the other side is, who's going to win out of this? It's the foreign automakers. That's who wins, because they're still making cars. They're still bringing cars in. Even though there's probably 3 months' supply of cars before things start to be noticeable at a dealership, the only people to win are not the consumer. Again, COVID, the consumer didn't win. You know, any of these expensive situations, the consumer loses. And again, guess who else is going to pay for this? The consumer.
So, look forward to a fun town in the old time, or the old town tonight. So you were in Detroit, not for the strike, but for the auto show. Pretty interesting timing of the of this year's the Detroit Auto Show. What'd you walk away with? What'd you come away with? What'd you learn?
I walked away with America's not as strong as it used to be. The auto show used to be this massive big affair that used to go on for days with thousands of media there, and it was a very scaled down event. And I think because the strike was possible, a lot of the automakers had scaled down their the possibility of what they were going to do. So they didn't bring out the big guns. And there was sort of only one all-new car, which was the GMC Arcadia. The rest were mid-cycle refreshes.
What is that all about? What's the Arcadia about? Well, what is it?
The Arcadia is a three-row SUV from GMC. It's very luxurious. You know, they have the Denali trim. They have the Super Cruise.
Is it supposed to compete with the upscale Wagoneer or the Range Rover, is that supposed to be?
It's one step below those. So it's what we call a mid-size SUV, where they're sort of more full-size SUVs. It really competes with things like the Ford Explorer. It's that sort of size. But they've done a good job in this vehicle. There was a new Cadillac, a new Jeep truck, and the big. I guess reveal of the show was the new Ford F-150 that gets a lot of new mod cons. But again, you know, if you want all of those tools,
what does it have that the one they had last year? It had a generator in it and the hybrid. I've been driving one of those on the farm. It's from the dealership. It's really an interesting truck, Frank. But it doesn't even feel like a truck. It feels like an upscale car. Yeah,
I mean, they make them drive like that now, Doug, so the whole family can drive them. Really what it got was a heads-up display and a real special opening tailgate, so that's all it got this year.
Yeah. All right, there's the latest on the strike, and the preceding element of excitement in Detroit before the strike was the auto show, and as Nick's dog says, the Acadia is very exciting. Thank you, Nick. It's now 59 past the hour.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.